Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
Well, some big decisions have been made with our venues in South Australia. Adelaide Oval, Hindmarsh Stadium. Excuse me. Adelaide Monado Zoos, Adelaide Convention Centre, Adelaide Entertainment Centre. Have to be fully vaxxed to get into these joints as of next Tuesday.
Which means, how do we prove it?
You can get your pass on your phone to do that. And, otherwise, if you go into, say, Adelaide Oval, for instance, and try and hide it, you can get banned for 3 years.
All right, so all of us now have to download a passport and have it ready to go, like we do with our QR codes and all those sorts of things.
Yep. It'll be on the MyGov thing, I think.
Right.
And it'll probably be very easy to access.
And if you've got Google Pay or Apple Pay on your phone, you can actually link it to that as well.
Yeah, so it just pops up.
Boop.
Okay. Yeah.
It won't be difficult, but it'll be...
Yeah, Roo's already got his up. Yeah.
Necessity.
All right.
Got mine
just
up.
Just showed us his.
Did it yesterday. So I'm legal.
And you did that on the MyGov site?
My wife did it.
My wife did it on the MyGov site.
But it's a big call, isn't it? Isn't it interesting how the governments are making businesses do it?
Yeah, they don't want to be the ones to make the decision.
Well, it's not the governor who said you can't go to Adelaide Oval.
Right.
In South Australia. The governor done nothing here in terms of... hospitality or anything like that. In Victoria, the government made the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
They're making the businesses make it here.
They don't want any responsibility for it. I think they don't want it to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. So tell me what. So you as a hotel owner, it's up to your hotel whether you bring this rule in or not.
They haven't brought a rule in for in here. But in Victoria, everyone has to be vaccinated that works in there.
But it opens you up. So if you say all staff members have to have a double vaccine, it opens you up to litigation, doesn't it? Because then a staff member can go, well, I don't like the way you're doing that, so I'm going to take you to court. Whereas if it was government mandated. Yep. Yeah, so it's very complicated.
A bit different.
This is a horrible headline. Syphilis is on the rise.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, just...
sorry about that. I'm kidding. I'm clean as a whistle.
Oysters, syphilis. You've had a bad week. It's on the rise. Not huge amounts of numbers, but it's on the rise in South Australia.
I haven't heard of it for, years and years and years. When I was a kid, gonorrhea and syphilis were two things
you're probably
not
in that space anymore, Dits. You're probably not in that active in that space anymore.
Mm.
So
extremely.
Get checked.
Perhaps we used to be.
Everyone should be getting checked probably more than they are if you're out in the community and sexually active.
Tell all your boyfriends then.
No, how dare you? Mm. I've already told them.
Was that Greta?
There's a bit of Greta there.
Greta. What's happening in China?
This is a real bad story. We sort of glossed over it about a week ago. There's a Chinese tennis player, Peng Shuai. I'm not quite sure about the pronunciation
of her ranking,
name.
Roughly?
Look, she's won 2 Grand Slam doubles titles, so she can play. So she's not in the top 10 in the women's game, but she's a very good player. Hmm. She has vanished off the face of the earth. And what happened was, going back a few weeks, she revealed that she's been sexually harassed for about 10 years by the vice president, I think is his title, vice president in the Beijing government setup, right? So she's come out. So in other words, she has rubbished a very high-ranking official in China. She hasn't been seen since.
Oh, my God.
And, what sort of joint is that?
And anyway, people like Martina Navratilova, Chris Evert, all the big names in tennis have been following this. And have actually emailed and said, hey, what is going on? Please find this girl. And so now the WTA that run world tennis, women's tennis, have said, we are pulling all tournaments out of China until you can tell us where she is, what is going on.
Because
government officials over there are denying any knowledge of it.
Crazy stuff.
Right. Terrible story.
Crazy, crazy stuff.
And your hero is back.
Yeah, Joe Exotic.
I ain't cut my hair. I ain't changing the way I dress, earrings are staying, and I'll be goddamn if I wear a suit.
Mm.
Being fake and wearing a suit is not what this election's about. It's about sticking up for you, the working people of this state, for a change, and telling it like it is. So you're going to hear some colorful shit over the next 11 months.
We did a charity walk earlier in the year, and of all the characters you could dress up as, your favorite, your hero, Roo dressed up as Joe Exotic.
I'm a meth-taking, gun-toting, homosexual, love tigers.
Just getting into character there.
Anyway.
Second series.
Tiger King 2 now. As of yesterday. So,
things I'd never thought I'd hear Mark Ricciuto say.
Yeah.
The top five things we've learned this week.
Number five, we learned Greta Thunberg is not happy with Mark Rusciuto.
My hopes and my dreams and my future is stolen every time I put a bet on after listening to Rules Tips.
Come on, Greta, they come second on the weekend.
How dare you?
The horse would have won with one more stride.
I should be in school, not gambling on your horses.
Gamble responsibly.
How dare you? Goodbye.
From horses to dogs.
Beautiful segue.
Number four. We learnt Ditz's dog was a serious athlete.
My dog is no longer with us, poor Billy, but when he was slowing down and his hind legs were starting to go, because he's a border collie, this vet walks in and he goes, yeah, this is the same injection that the crows are on. I said, what? He goes, yeah, this is what the crows play with. I said, well, give me one of those while you're at it. Because I was struggling to get out of the chair as well. Our dog was jumping up and down. I'm not kidding. The improvement was ridiculous. The crows players started cocking their legs on the goal post.
It's definitely not performance enhancing.
Speaking of teams underperforming.
Beautiful segue.
Number three. We learnt Roo's wife, Sarah, who was also the kids' basketball coach, might be tanking the season.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Dick.
Did you have basketball this week?
No.
Tonight, isn't it?
No, it's not tonight either.
Why? How come?
I don't know. Mum's keep saying it's a bye. Oh,
okay. What do you mean? You think she's telling you lies?
Number two, from basketball to bags under the eyes.
Beautiful segue.
We learned beauty tips with Loz.
When I turned 30, I started to notice sort of puffiness under the eyes. It's probably the booze, but... You've got to put the little tea bags on your eyes or spoons you can do.
Spoons on your eyeballs?
Spoons in the freezer.
Oh, no. This is a whole nother segment.
You don't even know. It takes a lot to get a woman ready, but someone said once, women and sausages, if you ever want to enjoy either of them, never watch how they're prepared.
From sausages to segways.
Beautiful segue, by
the
way.
The number one thing we learnt is that whenever the guys chat with comedian Adam Rosenbucks...
Rosé.
They can struggle with segues between the topics.
We've lost the topics off the screen, man.
Oh. Rosie comes on, the guys will set up a topic for Rosie to make jokes about.
What have scientists found that actually doesn't exist?
Well... Sounds simple.
Who do people think is the most annoying person in the world?
A study conducted by men.
Sometimes the setups are oddly quite specific.
What about the big baby that was born in the UK? Did you see there was a marathon in Brisbane? What about this teacher in the UK?
Sometimes they're just weird.
What about a woman in India had herself a son?
There's only 600 million women in India. Who would have thought one of them would have a baby?
Tell us about hangovers, Rosie.
Right, tell us about the Zimbabwean father.
What's happening with the Norwegian footy team?
What's happening in Byron Bay?
What's happening in the fashion world, Rosie?
Here's Loz actually doing a good segue.
Rosie, speaking of vaccines, and this is a bit of an unconventional method, but apparently Big Bird.
Hey, Loz, can we just, before you get into that, I've got one more funny thing to go with.
Didn't like it. All right, Loz, now he's ready for your Big Bird segue.
Now, Big Bird.
I'll pick it up, Loz.
Okay.
Oh, God, I've got no idea how to finish this segment. Roo, help me out.
What's happened with a salmon, Rosie?
The top five things we've learned this week.
Outstanding. The problem is, though, that was all real.
That's what we're doing. Yeah, it was real. It's really hard to introduce these weird topics.
Sam polishing turds all the time here at Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Let's start with the Crows. All the talk is that Taylor Walker is ready to go, wants to return to training a month early. Let's hear from the coach, Matty Nix.
Yeah, I know that will be met by the rest of the playing group. We've done a lot of that work right up until, up until today. We'll continue to do that. We'll continue to work through it as a group. But at the moment, I'm really confident we're in a good space.
Yeah, and it sounds like Tex is keen to get back training and have another great start of the year like he did last year when he was the best player in the competition. Mm-hmm.
Could have gone on to be All-Australian, really, the way he was going.
He would have been. Yeah. I think he would have been. I think you could argue he had a better year than Buddy Franklin already. Yep. But I think the suspension cost him and probably tiring a little bit. But no reason why, if he doesn't get himself back in great nick, he can have another really important season for himself and for the footy club.
He'll be jumping out of his skin, no doubt about that. The other thing that Matty Nix talked about, something you mentioned yesterday, tell us about the Hungry Jack's deal that they've offered for fans.
Well, it's a massive new sponsorship by the Crows for Hungry Jack's, but Hungry Jack's are going to offer free Whoppers for anyone who's signed up on the Hungry Jack's app. If anyone kicks a goal from outside 50 in the game. Now, there might be a few more little T's and C's, so you don't come back and get stuck into me next year, but that's what's going to happen. And apparently, they do that in basketball somewhere as well.
Okay. Yeah, right. Hey, to celebrate.
It happens quite a lot, doesn't it? The outside 50.
Maybe
see a couple of games, don't you?
Yeah. A couple of games.
Well, by both teams. I mean, if you add them up, there's usually...
It might happen. It'd happen in more games than it doesn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, by the way, we've got Crows merchandise to give away later on this morning, thanks to the new Hungry Jack's deal. All right, so listen out for that a little bit later on this morning. Let's hear from the coach talking about Hungry Jack's.
There's some other areas we're focusing on, probably as a priority over that. But again, I can promise our members and our supporters that get out there that we'll be doing everything we can to get them a free Whopper.
Most engaged I've been with a sports conference in a long time.
Yeah, he'll be watching very closely, Hayden. Paul Seedsman, Brody Smith, Tex Walker, long Bombers.
There's talk about Matty Nix's contract being extended too, Roo, which great news. And all the reports are, I mean, you know more than we do, but all the reports are he's a terrific coach doing a good job.
He's doing a very good job at the moment, so hopefully that'll happen over the summer.
All right, Adelaide United kick off their season against Perth Glory in Perth tomorrow night. Now, this is exciting for the whole league. Daniel Sturridge played for Liverpool and is playing in our A-League here in Australia, so this fella can really play.
How long ago did he play for Liverpool?
A couple of years ago.
All right, so still going.
Yeah. So, but exciting for our league, really is. Shane Van Gisbergen could secure this year's Supercar Championship with enough points in Sydney over this weekend. And just finally, Glenn Maxwell has said the players have finally stopped celebrating after winning the T20 World Cup, the cricketers.
Oh, it's only been a couple of days.
So now they've got to get ready for the Ashes. Here he is talking about the relationship with coach Justin Langer.
There was obviously some pretty harsh and confronting feedback that he would have taken on board. Before we went up to the Gold Coast in June or July, I think it was, and he took that on board, and I saw there was a bit of a change throughout the tournament.
Just a little bit.
All right, that's our look at sport. I'm just looking up Daniel Sturridge. No, still can't do it. That was a good bit of live radio, wasn't it?
Radio.
I thought I'd hit you with some real good stats there.
Bloody-o. That will not be in the top five next week.
Watch the Ashes on KO. We don't have breaks during play. If you're new to KO.
He was born on September the 1st in Birmingham in the United Kingdom, 1989.
How long have you been doing radio?
Obviously not long enough. His parents are Mike Sturridge, Grace Sturridge. Does that help you at all?
Oh,
Grace. Brother Leon.
Classic.
Okay.
Played in the Turkish Cup in 2019-20. Okay. I'll come back to you.
They are dancing in Victoria at the moment. As of midnight last night, all the restrictions come off in Victoria because they have done a great job with their vaccinations. Haven't done a great job with COVID. They're still getting 1,000 cases a day, or give or take a couple of hundred. So plenty of active cases over there in Victoria. But as of midnight, they can have as many people as they want at the house. They can have as many people as they want at a venue. They can have as many people they want at a pub. And in fact, they can have dance floors chock-a-block. All while they're still getting 1,000 cases a day. They've decided to change all the restrictions and just open it up.
What if you're a close contact of someone who has COVID? Do you have to go on to quarantine?
I think it's as simple as go and get tested. First negative case, you're out.
Holy dickens, that's good.
So here we have no cases. We can't do any of those things. They have 1,000 cases a day and they're doing all those things.
Yeah, and they've got 100, they're having 100,000 people at Boxing Day. We're having 65%.
I feel like the kid who goes to school with everyone and everyone's got cool parents and my parents are really, really strict. And I've been nothing but good and well-behaved my whole life. Mm. And these kids are all little shits.
That's a good analogy, actually.
And they they still get whatever they want. Yep. And I'm like, Mum, is it all right? No, that's just not how we do it.
So I've actually been really praiseworthy of you know, I think Nicholas Spurrier, you know, Stephen Marshall, Grant Stevens, I keep saying, I reckon we've done a great job here. Mm. However, I do scratch my head when things like, you make an announcement that 35,000 people can go to the cricket. Mm. What would be the difference if it was 52,000? Honestly.
Yeah.
I don't see the difference. And when I've said during the year at football, we all walk across the bridge, thousands of us together.
Yes.
But when you get to the gate, please put a mask on.
It's crazy.
Public transport.
Yeah. What is the difference?
Or 50,
I don't understand.
30,000 at the cricket, but 20 people can't dance in a room.
Yeah. All of those things.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
And that's crippling businesses. Mm. So it just feels strange.
It doesn't really add up, does it?
Mm.
Even why did we shut the border to Northern Territory the other day?
Because they got a heap of cases the other day.
Well, we're opening up to Victoria in a week.
Yeah, that's right.
How does that make sense?
No, I don't know.
Mum, why can't we open up to Northern Territory?
Anyway, fun and games. it's easy to be critical in the cheap seats like I am right now. And I'll admit, I think they have done a pretty good job most of the time.
Yeah,
the guys have worked their butts off and they do deserve a lot of credit. Mm. But it does seem to be weird why we're not opening up here, but we're going to open up and let people come in.
I know a lot of this is a big yawn, but I sort of do switch off a bit when people start talking about it. So I still don't know. On November 23...
Because it doesn't affect you.
But yeah, maybe that's why. But can I go to Melbourne or Sydney on November 23?
Yeah, you can go over there.
I can.
If you can't come back, though.
If you come back... Okay, if you go to a place... if you go to a place that has less than 80% vax and is considered an outbreak area, then you have to quarantine on home arrival. But if you go to a place that is...
But I'm double vaxxed. I thought that was the whole key to it.
No.
It's not.
Yeah,
no. I thought it was.
It's about the general population of those
people. Until we're vaccinated at a high enough rate here, they're worried.
Yeah. No, yeah, you've got to...
It's difficult and a yawn if we get into...
You've got to do a TAFE course on COVID to understand it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Roo Ditts and Loz, Amos Gill.
Let's go all the way to the US of A. Now, he's not in LA this week. He's out in some town in middle America. Gilly, whereabouts are you?
But F nowhere. That's not what we would describe this. I am, good Lord, I'm in Springfield, Missouri, the only place that'll have me for my own comedy show. I'm at the Blue Room Comedy Club, if you've got any listeners out that way.
Tell me, Springfield, isn't that where Homer Simpson lives?
It's a different Springfield to that one. That's Springfield, Oregon.
Oh.
This is Springfield, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And Missouri is, and you'll love this, Roo, because I've been loving listening to you do that accent all morning.
Yeah.
Right next to the Tiger King closed down zoo. It's all boarded up.
Oh.
Amazing.
You'd think they would have opened it up and put someone new in there and kept it going. You're saying it's shut down at the moment.
Well, I think it's an active crime scene, I do believe. I mean, as much as it was a fun documentary, it is. I think terrible things did actually happen there. How's this? So I jumped on the plane to get here, and I forgot that it's actually winter because LA is always, warm.
Mm.
And I've just got t-shirts. I need to buy a hoodie. Now, there's a store at the bottom of my hotel. Can I read you the names of the hoodies and I'll get you guys to choose which one I buy?
Yes.
There's four options. There's this one. Stomp my flag, I stomp your ass.
Oh, what? Wow.
Right. Very redneck.
Oh, my God.
They've got one that just says America with no A. Back-to-back World War champions back-to-back, never forget about it.
Oh, no. Crikey.
It's like the crows.
Gee whiz.
And there's another one that says here, I don't kneel for nothing, particularly no man.
Oh,
and then it says on the back, no LGBTQ, I'm a man.
Oh, my God.
Well, I can sort of get a feeling how your comedy concert's going to go tonight, Gilly.
Do not upset anybody.
Well, it's pretty funny because I landed on American Airlines to get here, and then I got on a shuttle bus to go to the hotel, and the airline crew were on the bus with me.
Mm.
And that's the first thing that's ever happened. And they were like, where are you from? I said, I'm from Australia. They were like, oh, you escaped the prison camp. It's a socialist hellhole down there. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's all right. And she goes, what's your comedy like? And I said, oh, you know, well, I opened for this guy in Australia called Jim Jefferies. And she goes, Jim Jefferies? He's a prick. He's a total prick.
Oh, my God.
Not like that awful man coming to our country telling us not to use guns. He's an ass.
Oh, your confidence would have been through the
roof,
Gilly.
And then they finish with, welcome to America. Have a nice day.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America.
But this is the thing. I thought I'd give you a bit of American news. Have you guys spoken about the Brass Against the Machine lead singer in Florida?
Oh, the wing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
the wee woman.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, so she's come out and said that she's gone too far.
Oh, does she think?
Maybe. How good is this? I only noticed this when I read the story today. Her name is Sophie Eurista.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Which, when you look at it, yeah, is urine barista. Yeah. It's like, it is the perfect.
She's just trying to live up to it.
You know what I mean? And like, everyone's saying how disgusting it is. But now that I'm actually down here in the American South in Florida, I think a woman urinating on you is the closest thing to hand sanitizer these people have ever had in their entire life.
Easy, Gilly. Easy, Gilly.
The only thing is, he was using it as a mouth gargle, though, wasn't he?
I mean, I haven't seen any Listerine down here in the South, so maybe the people who have the urine in the teeth, that'll be the cleanest mouth in the entire South.
Well, if you watch Tiger King, there's not many teeth over there anyway, Gilly, yeah. Is there?
Well, Roo, what I'll do is I'll bring you back some of the Tiger King merch because it is around here.
Yeah.
I'll bring some home.
Good on you, Gilly. Thanks for joining us. Good luck with the gig there in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah, hopefully you guys can air this. I'm on dial-up over here. Yeah. It's a couple of tin cans in this shit.
All right, this all started because Meghan Markle was on US TV overnight talking to Ellen, and she was saying that, gee, the very studio we're sitting in, Ellen, I used to do auditions here as a young budding actor, and she was talking about her car. Have a listen.
So I had this very, very old Ford Explorer Sport, and at a certain point, the key stopped working on the driver's side, so you couldn't get yourself in through the door. So after auditions, I would park at the back of the parking lot, and I would open the trunk and climb in and then pull it shut behind me and crawl over all my seats to get out. That's how I would come to and fro.
Yeah. Made me think, we've all been there. When we were young and our first car, or you couldn't afford anything. So I had a car I thought was very, very cool. I bought this little sports car called a Triumph Spitfire.
Triumph.
I thought I was very smart.
How
anyway,
good.
The seat
Spitfire.
Broke. I was driving along one day and next minute I'm laying down flat. You know the lever down the side that holds the angle of the seat? It just broke. So I'm laying down. Howard didn't crash, because I couldn't see. Howard didn't crash. So I hit the brakes, got up. Had to drive home holding myself up by hanging onto the steering wheel,
right? Weird.
And trying to use my feet at the same time. What I did for months, I grabbed a block of wood. I went into the old man's garage at home and found this massive piece of wood and just wedged the seat up. So that was leaning up against the back seat.
Yep.
And it was right in the middle of my back, you know, as I was driving. Very uncomfortable, but it did the job.
I was Spitfire back on the road.
It held the seat up and away I went.
I had an old Holden Ute that I had to start it. You had to hit the alternator with a with either a shifter or a screwdriver or whatever to actually get it going. That's probably the worst car I've had.
So I belted a couple of times and it works.
Yep, you had to kick it in the guts.
That's it.
I've had a few. I mean, I technically had one of the first electric cars because I used to have to plug in my Toyota Corolla every time I parked it because I had to recharge the battery. So I'd be going to the shops and go, can I plug this into your extension? I had
kidding.
A long extension cord and I used to just rest the hood down and then I'd grab it at the end and wrap it up at Foodland. I have to park around the back because that was all put the extension cord.
Didn't buy a new battery?
No.
Well, eventually I did.
You saved up for a new battery.
Yeah.
I've all had a little lemon or a little, you know, car that we just had to survive with, just had to get around from A to B, maybe not C. Let's go down to Alberton. Bailey, did you have one of those?
I sure did. How are we, guys?
Yeah, good, Bailey.
Mate. What'd you have? What'd you own?
So my first car, spent about $300 and got a 1994 Ford Laser.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the little square ones?
Yeah, that's it, little rectangles. So to get to and from work, obviously I needed that. So picked that up and all the traffic that was going on South Road at the time, obviously it was bumper to bumper. And obviously had a leak in the radiator and it would start overheating when sitting still in traffic.
No.
So I had to keep moving and I'd have to turn it off at the lights. And if I didn't turn it off, or when I was in traffic, it'd start steaming out the front. Absolutely everyone. So I'd have to sometimes pull over and I had a couple of jugs of water in the back, top it up. the best part was when I was due for an upgrade, I ended up taking it and scrapping it in at U Puller and actually got more money than what I paid for it.
Oh, so, good work,
there
you
go.
Beautiful. Good work.
There you go.
Good. It wasn't such a bad car after all. Let's go down to Glenelg. G'day, Chase.
Hey, Rudy, how are you?
Good, Chase. Tell us about your car.
I used to open the bonnet and hit the crankshaft to make it turn a few times before I'd be able to turn it on.
What was that, an old Holden?
No, that was a Nissan Navara.
Oh. Nissan Navara, all right. Good work there, Chase. And let's head to Murray Bridge. G'day, Debbie Lee.
G'day, how you going?
Fantastic. Oh. Tell us about your old car.
Oh, my God, my old car. Started at Hungry Jack's. $250, got a HG Holden.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful
and
car.
And I was absolutely smicked doing burnouts in the Hungry Jack's car park.
Well, must have been.
Till one night, you could pump the brakes and it would still be working okay. But I went out with a group of friends, you know, pull everybody into the car. We all had a few drinks, too many. Couple of smokes. Everyone's been going down to have the hill. And then I remembered I don't have brakes. And everyone's freaking out. Oh, my God, we're going to die. We're going to die. All this sort of stuff. And then one of my friends said, hey, just put the handbrake on.
Yeah.
Your dipstick. That's what he called me.
Yeah.
Put the handbrake on and we were okay. We survived. But they never forget that day.
Beautiful.
Well done, Debbie. We will never forget that either. Let's go to Dover Gardens. G'day, Hugh.
How are you, boys?
Tell us about your car.
I had a 1997 Nissan Patrol, and it had a bit of a butchered tyre. So every morning before work, for about 2 to 3 months, I'd have to pump it up.
No,
oh, God, Hugh.
The pre-work pump up.
Nah, Hugh's gone. He's dropped out. Yeah. Yeah. There are so many great stories.
I've got my Crow's merch and I'm gone.
Gone to fill up his tyre.
Great stories about our first cars.
Very good.
Brand new rules for the Adelaide Oval, Roo.
Yeah, well, Adelaide Entertainment Centre, Adelaide Convention Centre, Adelaide and Monado Zoos, Hindmarsh Stadium and Adelaide Oval. You have to be fully vaccinated to get in to the Adelaide Oval.
All right, now you showed me earlier this morning you've got what's called a passport.
Yeah, just proof of that you're double vaxxed.
Yep. All right, let's find out more. Adam Van Toff is the COO down at the Adelaide Oval. He joins us. Adam, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you,
Yeah, sir? Good. Thank you. Now, we presume this is across the board. You have to be double vaxxed to get into these venues, but I presume this means staff. It means absolutely everybody, doesn't it?
It does, from next Tuesday. So as soon as the borders open, you'll have to show your passport there or the certificate to come into the Adelaide Oval.
Why did you make the decision?
I think we've resisted it to this point, but with the borders opening and the new TTIQ, so the test, trace, isolate, quarantine, protocols in place, it's really put us in a position where we've had to make this decision.
At the moment, when I walk into any place in Adelaide, in South Australia, I put my phone up to the QR code. Those that haven't got a phone obviously fill out a form. What changes now when I walk into the Adelaide Oval?
No, you keep doing that, Dits, and if requested by one of our staff or one of the security officers to show evidence that you're vaccinated, you'll just need to produce that green tick.
But you're saying we need to be double vaccinated. The QR code doesn't tell us that, does it?
No, they're two separate processes at the moment. So one is the QR code, and separately you need to have that certificate on your phone as well.
Right. And will everyone obviously be asked to show it?
They will. So this is not just for event days, like the Big Bash or the Test match. This is for every day that somebody has coming to Adelaide Oval for a function or a roof climb or anything like that.
Okay.
Were you filthy that you didn't get 100% capacity instead of 65? Every other stadium, major stadium in Australia, at 100%. Now, you got a Test match coming up, which is your biggest earner over the year. Five-day Ashes Test match. That is your Christmas. And at this stage, you're going to be 65%. And by that stage, hopefully, Adelaide is going to be at 90%, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. And look, we've been working with SA Health throughout the whole process here. As we know, it's a dynamic situation, and we are different in South Australia to the eastern states. We're very happy to have 35,000 at the moment. We'll keep working with SA Health as the situation unfolds, and we'll see what happens into the future.
Just with, I want to go back, sorry, to the showing your phone to the QR code and then you've got to show that you're double vaxxed. And I'm not, this isn't a negative question, by the way. I just want to sort it out. But so it's going to take longer, isn't it? So if there's a crowd of 35,000, I think we need to allow a bit of time because I have to do my QR code. Then I've got to get up my passport and show it to a security person. Am I right in saying that's the process?
You are. Look, and when we have big event days like the Test match and so forth, we'll defer to more of a random screening process there as well, because we do need to also manage people coming into the ground. We don't want people to miss the cricket.
Yeah, yeah.
So as it stands, it's 65% capacity. Everyone there will be double vaxxed. Everyone's going to be wearing masks still. Everyone's going to be sitting while consuming beverages. At what point do we lose those sort of restrictions? If everyone's double vaxxed, what point does that start to shift? Is it when the general population hits 90% vaccination rates, or are you still unsure?
As a venue, we're still unsure. It's a process that we and all other venues in South Australia that require a COVID management plan to operate, keep those conversations going with SA Health. And as SA Health have a level of comfort, then I'm sure into the future that some of those restrictions will start falling off.
Mm-hmm. Adam, we've just got a text on the Automasters text line. I think that one of our listeners has got a function there next Thursday. He's only single vaxxed at the moment. He's booked in for his second jab on the 2nd of December. He won't be able to come to the function, will he?
No, he won't, unfortunately. And look, it breaks our heart, and we're certainly aware that there will be people who, in this transition period to the new regulations, will be disadvantaged. Unfortunately, with the borders opening on the 23rd, we've had to make that decision, and we stand by it.
Mm. All right, Adam, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.
He is the COO of Adelaide Oval, Adam Van Toff. What's your reaction to that, Roo?
Well, I think everything he said was what we knew about. It's just whether those restrictions change as our vaccination rates increase.
Hopefully. It's pretty full on. They're pretty full on restrictions. I mean, it's not just at Adelaide Oval. There's plenty of venues that are experiencing them. So once we reach that 90%, I'm really hoping that things start to ease up.
Oh, it's not Friday without live sports, a tab and a couple of thirst quenches. So when it's knock-off time, lock in the after-work drinks at the Lockleys Hotel, the best sports bar in Adelaide. And if you're after a punt in live sports, including main events, then the Lockleys is your number one favourite.
Do you know what I like about it as well, Roo and Loz, is it's really big. The sports bar there is huge, so you can get plenty in there, plenty of room. There's a couple of terminals, I think three terminals to get your bet on if you want.
So you can hide in the corner.
The facilities are fantastic.
Suck your thumb in the corner.
And you can do what I did lots a few weeks ago. When you've had a few, you can go and talk to Roo's cardboard cutout that's in the corner.
He's got as much personality.
That's right.
It's weird how you took it home. But
yeah. What they do is they write Roo's tip up on his chest on this cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
So I found myself talking about Roo, it didn't win.
Kate's saying, can we get rid of it? No.
So get a palmy and a pint or a burger and a beer for just $20.
She's grabbed it.
Rump steak for $12.90. Lock in afterwork. Yeah, Roo's cardboard cutout now sleeps in my bed. Yeah. I'm in the spare room. Lock in afterwork drinks at the Lockleys Hotel on Henley Beach Road.
Celebrities.
Kim Kardashian is back on the dating scene.
Influencers.
Instagram, Triple M Adelaide page, whatever that means.
He's got his ear to the ground.
Got a bit of celebrity news for you.
It's time for Chris Dittmar's
OMG
Celebrity News.
Okay, got plenty for you. Adele has released a new album. A lot of people are talking about it. Love Adele. I think she's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah, hold on.
She's got a nice voice. And boy, doesn't she look great these days?
You like the slimmer version?
I do. Anyway,
I think she was always beautiful.
You know how she was cuddly.
I do.
She was cuddly.
Yeah.
And now she's less cuddly.
She's beautiful.
Anyway, I'm often amazed at how precious some of these people are. Right. Now, turns out.
Who? Adele?
Well, like, no. But
you're just giving her a rap.
No. Not Adele.
Oh, you've moved on.
Rod Stewart. So Rod Stewart, who I love as well, one of my all-time favourites, Rock and Rod, back in the day when he was Rod Stewart in the Faces. When he was a rock and roller.
Rod Stewart in the Faces.
Yeah, when he sang Maggie May. That was his band.
Maggie May.
Yeah. Right. And then he went all pop music, you know, and sang
Young
ballads and love songs and things. Anyway, he's come out and said, well, I wish I didn't release my album this week because Adele released hers and I'll be up against her. Well, so what?
Just a competition, right? Yeah, lost his go.
Surely, don't you just release your music when it's ready?
Oh, no.
Why is it so strategic and if she's releasing this week, I'll go next week?
Well, you want a little window where you might be the number one.
Are they that precious?
Yes. Millions of dollars are at stake.
But he doesn't need it.
I don't know if anyone's going, Adele. Oh,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Geez. Yeah, you're right.
Not really the same genre. Anyway, Rod, mate, follows you. Just put your music out, mate. Just get it out there. Okay. Hey, Alec Baldwin has now been accused of playing Russian roulette on that movie. That's what they're saying.
Reed.
Can you believe that? The lawyers are actually going him and saying.
Who's lawyers?
Production company.
It must be.
It's his production company.
Oh, it is too.
Well, other lawyers. Probably. Oh, maybe the lawyers for the people that have been shot, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Stop asking questions.
No, you I haven't done my research.
No. Anyway, Alec Baldwin.
You have to be a full-blown nutter to play Russian roulette with a live bullet.
Of course. Surely
he's not
in that category.
But this story just gets worse and worse.
He's eccentric, but he's not. Like
he's no Chopper Reed.
Moving on. We know that a lot of Hollywood starlets have facelifts and get a bit of work done on the body and whatever. I can't believe this bloke has gone down this path.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Will Smith.
OMG.
He was unrecognisable on British television yesterday. He came on and everyone went, who the hell's that?
What? I didn't think he'd age, Will.
Google this. It's Will Smith. And he didn't. I'm not joking.
Unrecognisable.
OMG. Everyone said, who on earth is that? And it was Will Smith.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. Yes, I've had a look. I saw the before and after shots.
Oh, he does look a little bit stretched
up. And it got me thinking. I might hear them myself.
Oh, wow.
No, of course not. Of course not.
What would you get done?
Well, the other day when we were having our photos done,
trimmed a bit.
And the bloke said, just lift your chin. Roo said, which one?
OMG.
I took that a bit. That was a bit harsh, I thought.
My God.
Anyway, my final bit of celeb goss this morning. You know, every now and then you come across a diva, don't you? You work with divas in this industry.
Is Loz one?
Loz.
What? Me?
Her conversation off air with Amos Gill this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sorry.
Can you believe this? True. Now, Roo, if you needed shampoo, conditioner, whatever, would you just go down to the local chemist warehouse and say,
What are you doing here, by the way? I've heard this a number
of times. Please explain what we heard in the background today.
This is less to do with being a diva and more to do with my problem obsession with Jennifer Aniston.
Correct.
OMG.
Right. Correct.
So I love her deeply and profoundly and probably in an unhealthy way. Yes. And she released a hair care range, which is not available in Australia yet. It's not been approved.
So you're getting it just because she's put her name to it.
Well, I've also read the reviews and it's... But she's got the best hair in the world.
Jennifer Aniston.
Not shampoo. Bloody hair care. It's because she's a genetic.
But you've asked... What have you asked Gilly to do for you?
Well, I've had the package sent to his house in LA.
Mm, because it's not available here.
And he's going to send it here.
OMG.
This is pathetic.
It has been a multi-tiered I had to get a VPN. It was a whole thing.
VPN?
Virtual private network.
Yeah. What? Look, it's...
Oh, I thought we were talking about visible something.
Why
don't you go down to Chemist Warehouse, grab some bloody Pantene or something?
No, I do love Pantene. And do you want to know how much it's cost me in total?
Fructus?
What?
The whole process so far cost me $130.
For shampoo.
OMG. And they retail in America for $25 a bottle.
You need a financial makeover.
Diva.
I need a hair makeover.
You are the very reason why
Jennifer
we have
Aniston hair
this
makeover.
Segment, Celebrity Goss. You are the very, very reason.
104.7 Triple M's $10,000 vault.
Fresh set of numbers, Loz.
Big time. Fresh set of numbers.
What are they?
I can't read the board.
273 and 6 are the numbers. 273 and 6. You've got to get them in the right order. This is fresh. This is a fresh 10,000, fresh combination. And we've got Tammy from Parkside on the line. Good morning, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
Do you reckon you could pluck a 1 in 24 chance?
We hope so.
Yeah. Mm. Well done for being first up. Good on you. All right.
Thank you.
What's the combination you'd like?
6, 7, 3, 2.
Okay. 6, 7, 3, 2.
Seems like a good combination to me.
Six, 7, 3, 2. Okay, for $10,000. First up.
Pin. Incorrect. Okay.
Sorry. We're off and running, though.
We're down to one in 23.
That will be Monday.
So you can tick that off the list.
The stress of this game... It's given me my first grey hair, which I found in the last 2 weeks.
You should come to the Lockleys with me and did some punt on a Saturday afternoon.
We can expedite that for you.
I have to have a vomit bucket.
You won't vomit. Well, maybe you will.
Isn't it fantastic when communities and councils band together and build parks and facilities for our kids? Isn't it beautiful?
Heartwarming.
Kids on weekends, places to go or after school and go and play. And
that's what they should be doing with council money.
Except if you live in this joint.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Range Rovers are rolling.
Gleeson.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. White Chiefs keep on rolling. Burnside.
Bloody Burnside. Bloody Burnside again. They want to build a skate park out there, but the residents. Oh, no, 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 no.
No. Well,
hey, not all the residents.
Eh?
Not all the residents.
What's wrong with your mob out there?
My mob is hands up for the skate park. My kids run amok at the little...
Oh, hang on. I've just worked out it's the Ricciuto rule.
Oh.
They don't want the Ricciuto kids running amok.
We don't want those little Ricciutos down at the skate park.
No, that's right. Now
all
I've worked it out.
15 of them.
We've got to the bottom of it, right.
They did a little trial at what they call a place called Newland Park.
Yeah.
And it was the busiest it's ever been. Because people
kids
want
love it.
They love scooters. They love their BMXs. Oh, they love...
Don't
their
let kids
push
have
bikes.
Fun, for God's sake, in Burnside.
Don't get them off their devices.
Hell.
Do you think it is that sort of thing of they associate it with delinquents?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Wasn't there
oh,
a...
they'll all be smoking marijuana.
Did someone
well, they'll
down
be smoking
there.
Those jazz cigarettes down there.
Didn't
you
someone
know?
Come out and say, but we're going to lose a tennis court, you know, due to this?
Some idiot.
My mate, Roger. but
no,
I
that was
thought...
one of the ideas, yeah. They got four tennis courts there to take it back
to lose
three.
One. So hang could... on. Hey, Rog, if you're listening, what, two people on a tennis court as opposed to 40 or 50 kids on skateboards?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another area. They can
come
lose
on,
a Rog. Bit of, they can lose a bit of grass there anyway. To
tell
do
me
it.
This. I thought in Burnside, people had their own tennis courts.
Right.
I thought in the backyard.
North
in
south.
Fact, you've got your choice. Would you like to play on grass, on clay, on hard court?
Yes.
Well, it depends. Are you wearing white or are you wearing grey?
No white. No,
no
all
white,
white please. All white.
No.
All white, please.
No, well.
Don't let our kids get outdoors and, you know,
is this another
have
case of the minority
yes.
winning?
Yes.
Yeah,
because
I think so.
There's a Sam Audio Man lives in that area, and there's heaps of young kids in that area, and there's heaps of young families, and they want it. At
Can
the
I
moment,
just say, what was the reaction when the Ricciuto car pulled up? There's you with your goatee and your tats and all your kids piling out of the car. The Burnside locals, how did we let them in?
Yeah.
How did they shift into our area?
Is it, what was that show with the hillbillies that went to the city?
Yeah.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies vibe. Yeah. Yeah.
Similar.
Ding, 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 ding.
How did he get in here?
Jed Clampett over here.
Talk properly.
Jed. Amazing.
All right, enough paying at me.
Okay.
Move on.
Come on, Burnside. Build a skate park for
left,
the kids.
Left.
Come on. Look, we don't usually have a beer at 9 o'clock, but we did yesterday.
Well,
because the Triple M Big Shed beer arrived, and we thought we'd better. And this is quite serious. We've got to do a taste test so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Tell you what, it's all right, isn't it?
Not bad
it's
at all.
Very good.
Beautiful
not bad
lager.
At all.
It's actually delicious, and we're not just saying that.
No.
We were a bit nervous because you never know. You want to like
impressed.
It.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
nervous for next Thursday because I'm playing a day night game.
Oh, no.
So Friday, look out.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Got lunch and dinner.
Righto. Back to back.
Look okay. after me, Dits.
I will.
So what we want to do is we wanted to start giving out not just tickets, but samples while we're there next Thursday at Big Shed. Now, we've got our text line, 0488 51047, and there was somebody that got in touch with us earlier on.
Yeah.
And we thought, you know what, we've got to make their day, and we'll get them along next Thursday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, we talked about this. Greg from Hallett Cove, he said he's got a function next Thursday. This is 2 days after the... borders open and 2 days after the ban at Adelaide Oval kicks in. He's had one jab and he's booked in for his second jab on December 2nd. So he actually can't go to the function, which was confirmed by Adam Vontoff.
Yep.
Greg can't go to the function, but you can come to Big Shed next Thursday night and get stuck into a few free Triple M beers. All right, mate, there you go.
Now, this is going to be on tap around pubs across SA as well, but it's all about next Thursday, the launch of Triple M Beer at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing, with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week.
First up, though, big thank you to Sky City and EOS, which is the beautiful new hotel down there, because, you know, Shane and Michelle, we spoke about them earlier in the week, and they took little Harlow to the Monado Zoo.
They had
a good day out there. This is Shane, who's been diagnosed with brain cancer, and he's going through a very, very tough time. And what we're doing is just sending him out on some wonderful experiences to have while he's going through this tough time.
Yeah, and they've been down at the casino last night.
Thanks, Triple M, for yesterday being picked up in a limo and getting dropped off at EOS yesterday and having a beautiful dinner at Sean's Kitchen last night. It was absolutely amazing. We had such a fun night, and just to wake up and have a lovely lie on this morning was a bonus. So we'd just like to say thanks, Triple M.
Thank you so much for all the effort Triple M went to get us away. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, apparently beautiful. Just a beautiful couple.
Amazing.
All
beautiful.
Their friends have rallied around them and said they're great people. So well done. Hope you love the night down there at Eos. And yeah, we're told it's magnificent down there at Sky City.
For lunch or after work knockoffs, lock in the Lockleys Hotel on Henley Beach Road. On Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Hello.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Rare.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
Come on, Roo, come on!
Bit of value around at Moorfield tomorrow. I reckon the rain's not going to be as bad as what they're suggesting tomorrow. I'm tipping it's not going to be as bad. Then it's going to be a leader bias track, and I'm going to go for a horse that I reckon will go straight to the lead in race 4, number 5, Rialto. I think it'll lead, and it's about $9 at the moment, this horse.
Nice.
I'm having $2 each way.
$2 each way. You normally only have a dollar.
That's right.
Jeez.
So I'm having $2 each way. I think the rain's going to hold off, and it's going to suit this horse, Rialto. So $2 each way. If you get your money back or if it wins, Ditz is just spruiking a little horse in race 7 that doesn't want me to tell you about, but I'm going to race 7, number 7, Chill with TJ. It'll be about $3 or $4. Be very hard to beat. Maybe put a couple of bucks on the nose on that one.
All right. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck. Have a great weekend. Catch you Monday.